Hey, man.
Whoa, hey.
Tell me what
hey,
game that you
Patrick.
On.
Far as you know.
Yeah, we have Patrick couldn't make it today, so I have Alex.
How y'all doing? Here.
He's the one that did the last 1 minute review video for Walking Dead. If you guys saw the really cool one.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
so
that one.
You can blink it. I'm gonna go Clark Kent on you, so you might not recognize me now.
Oh, Super Troy.
Yeah, otherwise I can't read my own writing down here. So yeah, we'll just jump right into it, man. You're more into comics than Patrick is, so
yeah, that's my gimmick.
I leaned a little harder on comics this week.
Okay.
Absolute Carnage coming out next week.
Yeah, people are very excited for that one.
Have you read anything up about it yet?
Not yet, but I just know that people are. Well, ever since Venom came out, people have been getting that interest back into the symbiotes of like the Spider-Man universe, especially Venom. And then with the whole after credit scene with Carnage, people are really getting into that. And then we have Woody Harrelson and his weird Annie wig.
Yeah, I was going to say Ronald McDonald. Yeah, that was kind of...
It was a hard knock life.
Yeah, when I think Carnage, though, that's not what I... He looks like the girl in the Wendy's logo.
Yeah, that's Wendy.
Dude, you don't scare me.
No.
I'm trying not to laugh at you.
It would have been great if it was just Woody Harrelson. Sans wig, just him. He's kind of creepy if you just stood next to him. I'm pretty sure he'd be a really creepy looking dude.
He's done some creepy roles before, so.
Yeah, have you seen, what's that one Western with the Tommy Lee Jones and Josh Brolin? It was,
No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. I thought he kind of had an intimidating presence in that he wasn't so much the antagonist.
I was going to go farther back with like Mickey and Mallory from Oliver Stone era there.
But yeah, no, I'm very excited for Absolute Carnage because people, again, with the renewed interest in the symbiote characters, I'm really excited to see something like, all right, we have this Carnage who's like Venom, but more. Like he's more vicious, he's more powerful. And the last time, what really happens a lot is that Carnage and Spider-Man end up having the team together, two enemies coming together to defeat this one Carnage. So I think people are really going to get really excited on that one.
Have you seen the storyline for that? So pretty
Not
much
yet.
any person who's had a symbiote, he's coming after.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carnage has figured out that there is a god who created symbiotes, Null.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks to get back in contact with Null, he needs to get all the... I guess when you have a symbiote, it leaves a codex in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going and he's trying to take all the codexes from anybody who's had a symbiote because it leaves a little mark on them. And I guess the only way to do that is to kill him. I mean, he's even... The ones who are already dead, like Thunderbolt Ross, he's dug him up and pulled out his...
Wow.
So any if you've had a symbiote ever, which is pretty much 99%
yeah, which is I was gonna say, which is probably you watching this, you may have had a symbiote.
If you're connected to Marvel Cinematic at all, or even Marvel, you've probably had a symbiote at some point in time.
And who can we include in that list? We definitely Wolverine,
geez.
Definitely Cyclops, Deadpool.
Who do you take off the list? Is going to be there's a ton of people who have touched a symbiote. Yeah, Carnage is coming after all of them.
Yeah.
And he's pretty formidable.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's just a thing where Venom and Spider-Man usually have to end up teaming together to even stand a chance against Carnage.
Yeah, and then it takes a little bit of luck on top of that.
Yeah. A little bit of RNG.
So, good Lord, yeah, that's going to be a good one. That's going to be a very wide-reaching thing in Marvel.
Yeah, and people are really excited for new entries, too. I think that's going to be really popular, too.
Cool. You probably didn't see about this, Universal, because I just read that this morning. Universal is expanding their theme parks.
Even further.
It's going to be down the road from where they're at, 750 acres.
Oh.
The biggest endeavor yet.
Yeah.
They're calling it the Universal Epic Theme Park, which that's a pretty good name.
That's a great name for an epic theme park.
Yeah, they haven't divulged much. I guess it's just it takes you on a journey through this adventure, and they said that the journey is more important to them than the destination in this thing.
Oh, that old wizard trope?
Yeah.
The roller coaster was the friends you made along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to... I'm looking... I think we might go down to Disney around Christmas. I think they're having... The Star Wars thing should be open down there by then. Mm-hmm. So, I want to fly the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
I will not sit... I am not Chewie. I'm sitting in the damn pilot seat. Whoever's... We'll fight. If you see me and you're in the pilot seat, I'm going to cold cock you from behind.
Congratulations, you're no longer the pilot.
Yeah. It's going to be a mutiny aboard the Falcon. This guy is, I don't think there's any gray area with him. Either you like him or you don't.
One Robert Liefeld.
Mr. Liefeld, yes.
Ooh, I have some opinions. nothing strictly personal. For me, it's just an artistic standpoint. I think a lot of people have a lot of huge negative connotations for 90s comic books because due to his writing and due to the artwork. To this day, I still, whenever I have sleep paralysis, I just see big-chested Captain America in the corner staring at me.
Oh, not just big chest. I remember that picture. That thing was, I mean, the page, they had to make a bigger page
to put
his chest in it. It was just crazy big.
And then did you see the reimagination of, like, they took away the shield and the actual body proportion of what he would look like?
No, I didn't see
it's
that.
It's horrific. Like, his arm is up to, like, here, because that's where the shield center is.
So you're saying he's not a fan of anatomy?
No. And anatomy shouldn't be a fan of him.
Because I know a lot of stuff, he'd put muscles on top of muscles where muscles shouldn't even be.
Yeah.
Just like, you have like a three-layer deep muscle. Yeah. That, and he's famous for not liking to draw feet.
No, they're
love is people are standing behind stuff, or their feet are tucked up behind them in the jump.
Tucked
pose.
Behind them, or if you're doing something like, let's say the famous Deadpool cover when he first the first issue of a appearance of Deadpool, they're just kind of like points.
When you see him draw feet, you know why he doesn't like.
Yeah.
It. He hasn't quite mastered the foot yet.
I don't know. Is it hard to draw feet when they're in shoes?
I can't draw stick figures, so you're asking the wrong guy.
I mean, I don't know. If we're talking Tarantino feet, where it's the full foot, then maybe that's like, okay. But when we're talking about in
like
boot.
Like big Uma Thurman, yeah. Bigfoot things, yeah.
Oh, apparently, getting a little sidetracked from that, the new movie that came out Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either, but I heard it doubles down on the foot thing.
Oh, man. He definitely has a fetish.
Yeah, that's a... I mean, there's like, oh, it's artistic. At some point, it's like...
No, dude, that's a fixation.
Yeah.
This isn't like lens flares with Abrams. This is just...
Yeah.
You just like to see people's feet, you freak.
Like, I want to be casted in a Tarantino film. Not just because I'm a filmmaker.
As a body?
As a body. I'm like, what is in my contract that says I have to show my feet?
You just want to see the contract.
I just want to see the contract. I'll pay whatever money to see a contract. Leak one if you want me to. But
must show feet 10% of screen time.
I've seen people do a lot worse for a lot less.
Hey, Quentin, for right amount of money, I'll show you my feet right now.
Yeah, I'll show you right now. I'll do it for free.
Yeah, I don't care.
This is acting my demo reel.
Just put me in the credits there at the end.
Stand in for foot. But yeah, no, I don't know what it is with Rob Liefeld. He quit Youngblood.
Yeah, dude. That's one of the... He's created quite a few characters.
Yeah.
Not all of them are popular in the way that he created them. Like, Deadpool was just a throwaway assassin in the beginning.
A parody of Deathstroke.
Well, that's what he said originally, but now he's kind of backtracking on that, saying, no.
You can't retcon your existence.
It's nothing. It has nothing to do with it. He's nothing like that. Yeah, he's exactly like that. Slade Wilson, Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You can't retcon your own existence.
But he, I guess, sold part ownership of Youngblood back, I guess, in the late 90s, back when he was creating like 30 new characters every day and pumping them out through Image. And he's got some kind of disagreement with the co-owner of Youngblood. Mm. And he's basically said, I'm done. I'm washing my hands of it. Okay. So maybe it's going to be good again.
Yeah, maybe.
I shouldn't say that. Rob Liefeld is—he's the nicest guy. If you ever meet him, I met him at a con. He always has a long line. He's always really good to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I have no complaints about him. I'm not a big fan of his artistic direction on stuff. Mm-hmm. But he has created a lot of iconic characters. Man, you got Cable, Domino, the whole Youngblood crew. Mm-hmm. The dude who was Spawn's friend, Bishop.
Yes.
Or Bishop? No.
No. Well, Bishop is the mutant from the future.
Chapel.
Yes.
Chapel. Chapel.
Something
was
churchy.
The one, yeah. Chapel's the one who actually, I guess, killed Al Simmons.
Oh.
And that was one of Rob Liefeld's characters. They had that little crossover dealy there. So that was kind of cool.
And so it's one of those things where you have to kind of like separate the artist from the art. And this is kind of almost like the reverse of it. Usually whenever you say that, it's like, the artist was a horrible person, but he did a lot of cool things. Mm-hmm. Not to say that Rob Liefeld didn't do a lot of cool things. You listed off a bunch of them. It's just, you know, almost a diamond in the rough when it comes to quality of work or his body of work.
Like I said, he's really good with the fans, but his characters, and he's really good at poking fun at himself. I mean, up to a point, I think he's finally gotten to the point where he's like, you know what, no more.
Yes.
Guys, stop making fun. Yeah.
He came out with Major X?
That was his new character, right? Mm-hmm. The mutant hunter guy.
Yeah, and he didn't go over very well.
The first issues did, and then I think after like number two, people were like, yeah, you know, no. This is just more of his old characters rolled into one.
Yeah, for whatever reason, when I was reading sort of that kind of Major X, it kind of reminded me of the Cosmic Ghost Rider Destroys the Marvel Universe. I was getting that kind of vibe from it
almost a little bit. Like a parody of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just kind of binge read that, and I was just like, I was not expecting Frank Castle, the Punisher, who became Galactus's herald, who became then Thanos' herald, who became the Ghost Rider, to turn into Deadpool. Like, it's very, it's just like he's breaking the fourth wall, he's driving back in time, he's making quips. I never want to exist, fake universe or existing universe, where Frank Castle, the Punisher, becomes Deadpool.
Yeah, he's not much into comedy as Frank. He's kind of just, there's no gray area. Yeah. Either you're good or you're bad.
And yeah.
If you're bad, you better hope you don't.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. Because he'll kill you.
Yeah, don't just jaywalk. I will say, though, the Punisher is a frightening person. The idea of this one guy, single man rogue op, eliminating people at his discretion that he believes are bad. That being said, if certain superheroes just became the Punisher for a day, most problems would be solved.
Yeah.
If Superman became the Punisher for like an hour,
he can get quite a bit done.
He can get quite a bit done. But that being said, like just a person, exactly, a person with that mindset, I would not want to be quippy. I want him to kind of feel that emotional, like, I'm not doing a good thing. I recognize that, but it's something that needs to be done. I'm the only person that can do that.
For the greater good.
The greater good. I wish I had a robe.
Yeah. Well, House of X, Powers of X. I think Powers of X just came out this week, right? House of X was last week?
Yes, I believe so.
I haven't had a chance to read either one of them, but you said you read House of X.
I was going to get around to it, because that's the next episode of the one-minute review. I'm going to be reviewing the House of X storyline, or at least the first issue. Hopefully that will be a new weekly thing where I can be reviewing issues of House of X.
You guys heard that here.
Right here. And so, from what I understood, they're getting back to allegorical, right, where the movies were basically an allegory for equal rights.
Yeah, they've been kind of political from day one.
Yeah.
Just
this sense of like, oh, they're different and they're hated on for being different and they're standing up for themselves, but it's kind of dangerous they're standing up for themselves. So I heard in most recent like years, they have kind of like gotten away from it. It's more, you know, action-adventure. Now with House of X, Power of X, they're going back into allegorical. We stand for something. This is representative of a group of people that you can like relate to or identify with. Whether it's a certain race, LGBTQ, all that, that they're getting back to more of that representing people.
I can get behind that. I mean, the heyday, that's when they were popular and that's what they were stood for, so maybe it's going to work again.
Yeah, hopefully. Because I think the last big thing that X-Men, like the X-Men universe did was the Old Man Logan stuff. Now, I don't mean like the original Old Man Logan graphic novel. I mean, after, what was it, the Secret Wars 2, Electric Boogaloo, whatever that sequel was, they did it a while back, where Old Man Logan just now exists in our 616 universe, I think.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that one, so yeah.
Yeah, because that opened the door for Old Man Anything.
That I think they trademarked Old Man, because they put it on Old Man Quill, Old Man Hawkeye.
I want...
Old Man Mixoplex. Wait, that's DC.
That's DC, yeah. No, speaking of DC, didn't DC release Old Lady Harley as like a parody?
They did. Yeah, those two always do little subtle jabs at each other, because didn't Harley have Red Tool?
Red Tool,
instead of Deadpool.
I felt that was a bit more clever, kind of like a knockoff of Deadpool instead of Frank Castle Marvel. Sorry, I'm upset about that. I get upset about two things, and that's one of them.
Have you seen Frankencastle? The Frankenstein Frank Castle? Yeah. Yeah. Did that upset you?
Actually, no, because it's a great, great name.
Frankencastle? Yeah, it's look that one up, guys. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And just, I want them to make an old man rocket, but the whole issue is he's dead because he's a raccoon and they don't live very long.
What? Isn't he old now in the most recent one?
Is he?
Was it number 7 or 8 where it's got the blood-streaked paw print on the front window of the ship?
Did that actually become a thing? I was making a joke and Marvel made it a thing.
Yeah, I think they – maybe they're listening to us.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, the old man thing, stop. Old man Logan was great. Old man Hawkeye, old man Quill, you should have stopped.
Stop.
Yeah. But yeah, that Powers of X, House of X is supposed to be the big thing for bringing the X-Men back now. Did you get any of the seeds? They had little seed packets?
No, I didn't.
I don't know if we have any left. They're little promo things that had actual seeds in them for the Krakoa plants. Because I guess when they walk through to go through to their to Krakoa, they got these little seeds now. I was like, yeah, well, I took them. I took one of each. There was one for each. And I'm going to go plant them at the house.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll update you guys. If I don't have much of a green thumb, but if I get them to grow, you guys will see pictures. And then I'll use that to walk through to Krakoa.
Nice. You can do the gladiator thing. Just move your fingers gently across there.
Hey, if it works. I know you're excited for it. Did you see the Alamo Drafthouse promo for that?
Yeah. So years ago.
They've done it before.
When Wonder Woman came out, they did a women's only showing of Wonder Woman. And people
they got so much flack for that.
So much flack. But now, with the release of It Chapter 2... they're going to be doing a clowns only showing.
They did it for the first one too.
Did they?
Yeah, the El Paso one didn't. The one we go to, and I don't think they're doing it for this one, which is I think the closest is maybe San Antonio. Mm. But yeah, it's clown only viewing of it too. If you're afraid of clowns, you walk in to go see some other movie, and you just see the theater's emptying out. You just see a steady stream of clowns coming out.
You're taking your kid to see Toy Story 4 for the second time, and it's
just mommy,
clowns. You just hear, and you just turn around.
You just see a little puddle appear in front of your jeans. Yeah.
And instead of like getting a limo for the premiere, they get like one Ford Focus, and like 40 people get out.
They all just
pile out.
That would be amazing. That would be the best promo ever. God. You can have that, Alamo. That's
free. I gave that for you. I gave you that.
We give. That's what we do.
And so here's the thing. I'm not clownophobic or whatever the actual.
They don't scare me.
They don't scare me. It's just I don't have a prejudice against a lot of people.
So
clowns.
It's not fear now. You're calling it a prejudice.
I'm calling it a prejudice against clowns.
Down with clowns.
Hey, I'm not saying if my daughter.
We don't serve your kind here.
Yeah. No shirt, no big shoes, no service.
I'm sorry, Bozo. You gotta leave.
Yeah, you gotta head on out. I'm saying I wouldn't want my daughter marrying one. Me personally. if I was walking down the street and I saw a family of clowns coming towards me, I'm crossing the street.
Really?
I don't know. I don't trust them.
That's not racism because it's not a race.
It's
clownism.
Clownism. Like, let's say people are angry against the Inhumans or the mutants. Clowns are mutants. I'm just going to go, I'm throwing that out there. Clowns are mutants. I've never met a clown that I enjoyed being around. So, this is just me. I'm not going to go to this clown only. You know what? Okay, I thought of my brain. I'm going to go to this clown only showing. Full clown gear, because I want to know what a clown actually is.
So you're going to infiltrate.
I'm infiltrating.
You're going deep.
I'm going deep in. And then, watch, I'm going to like do this. I'm going to do this, because it's so warm in the Alamo Draft House. A bit of my makeup's going to come off. They're going to go, you're one of them. And then it's going to be like a killer clown from outer space. They're going to try to eat me.
And you can't really run with those big shoes.
No. It's like flip-flops. Oh, shit. But yeah, they spent decades or centuries learning that craft. So I gotta. It's like Inglorious Bastards.
Do they have like cards? Yeah. Are you part of the Clown Guild?
Yes.
Have you seen the Clown Motel in Nevada?
No.
It is. It's exactly what it is. It's just a motel that's nothing but clown stuff everywhere. They actually made a really crappy D-type movie. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
So, okay.
I tried to watch it. They sent me the trailer. So, hey, you guys can review this. I watched it. I was like, nah, you don't want me to review this.
Send it to me. I will do a one-minute review on that movie. Oh, my God. If you can get me that copy, I will, hands down, no questions asked, do a one-minute review on that.
And Martin Clevin's in it. You know, the little dude from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
He's the only name I recognized in it. Mm. The rest of the
show. Is he a clown?
Yeah.
Okay, if not, then I take everything I just said back.
I started to watch it, and it had promise, and then I just like, yeah, no, this.
I love
bad movies.
I love bad movies more than certain family members. I just love them. So Clown Motel, is it a motel? Like,
it's a real existing place.
No-tell motel, kind of like one of those.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it actually exists.
Oh, that's even better. I want a middle of nowhere. You could
go do it on site.
Yeah, middle of nowhere, just clown hotel.
Take a road trip out there and do a review on site.
Yeah. Should we get back to the movie It? Because then we just be one of this long tangent of just clowns and the dichotomy of clown good and evil. Yeah. No, the It movie, I'm excited for it. I'm pretty excited for it. I really loved the first one. I love the cast.
Did you read the book?
I tried to. I got halfway. I'm like, Stephen King's an insane person.
He's very wordy. He has like 7 storylines going in at one time, mm-hmm. and then he keeps going back, and then all of a sudden, the last couple chapters, like, slams them all together.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's like the opposite of like Game of Thrones. It just kind of like devolves.
we won't mention Game of Thrones.
Yeah. The book, I don't know if you remember, did you see the old 90s TV movie?
Oh,
with Tim Curry. Do you remember Bev's boyfriend before she got into, you know, with the crew, like when they're adults? Stephen King went on like this 10-page like essay on this dude's backstory, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't come in until like way later after they deal with Pennywise when they're adults.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that far in this 2,000-page memoir of an insane person.
Just look at his movies and books. The guy's not on the same plane of mental reasoning as...
I wouldn't even say reasoning. I would say awareness.
Awareness. There you go. Anyway, it's a good book. And the movie... I haven't seen the new one from it. I still need to. I heard it was pretty close.
It was very close. Sans the whole kid thing. Well,
that was in the book.
Yeah,
honestly, it was. That was kind of the uncomfortable part of the book, but...
Uncomfortable part?
The most uncomfortable part.
Yeah, the most uncomfortable of the book. I'm pretty excited for the second one coming out. I hope it's as good as the first one. I do like a lot of the older cast. I'm a huge James McAvoy guy. I love him a lot. But we'll see if I have the same connection with them as I did the younger cast.
Yeah, I love McAvoy, so... you said you hadn't watched The Boys yet, right?
Not yet. I do get a lot of Watchmen vibes.
It's kind of that dystopian thing where, you know, what if, you know, the superheroes weren't Boy Scouts like Superman? Mm-hmm. They pretty much do what they want, when they want, mm-hmm. how they want. And if you try to stop them, well, you're going to disappear.
That's very, the way you described it, it sounds like Kingdom Come.
It's similar, yeah. But they go more into the depraved area. I mean,
mm-hmm. Kingdom Come is very biblical.
Yeah, epic. Kingdom Come is just they didn't like killing the criminals to stop them.
Yeah,
these guys have big superhero orgies. They just, if they kill somebody, they just, you know, write it off. Oh, well, you know, it wasn't our fault.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm off infiltrating a clown party. How do I get into the superhero orgy?
They actually have the scene in one of the first season. They go into one of the clubs. It's a superhero club, and there's a guy who's kind of like he's like stretchy.
Oh,
so he's got,
must be very popular.
Yeah, a dude's going down on him here on the couch, but then he's stretched over across the place to another couch, and he's giving a handy to another guy.
Well,
it's,
you can't say he's not multifaceted.
And that's the most tame thing that they're going to do. If you've ever read the books, I mean, they said in season 3, there's one that's just a weekend-long superhero orgy. All the superheroes get together and just whatever they want to do to each other, they do it.
How does the Earth survive?
Through the Vought Company, who kind of is the corporation who has contracts with all of them. Because they basically, they've created superheroes, they've created them with this compound.
Mm-hmm.
they have contracts on them, and the tops, you know, they have the top seven, they call it the seven. Those are the ones who are like the national brand endorsement people. Mm-hmm. But then like other little cities can contract with this corporation to have their own superhero. Like they were talking about one, Baltimore. They were going to pay $300,000 to have this guy basically be stationed in Baltimore for 3 years and help them take care of their crime because it was really high. Mm-hmm. And he'll help to endorse the city and all this. So basically you're contracting your own superheroes in the city.
Nobody's going to believe me. But my buddy Jacob, we were in a film class, and he was like, I have this idea about superheroes. But it's like Watchmen, but they're kind of depraved, and they do this thing where, you know, you hire them. They're kind of like how the Dollar Bill. Remember Dollar Bill from Watchmen?
Yeah.
He's paid to, like, watch the bank. But he's, like, technically a superhero, but they're all like that. They all have, like NASCAR drivers. They have, like, sponsorships.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
And so I'm going to go ahead and say the boy stole his idea, and...
Well, Garth Ennis, I think, put this out a long time ago.
So. Oh, my God. My friend is a fraud.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and get his degree back.
Yeah. Like. No, it's a good guy. It's a story that's been done several different ways by different people. But Garth Ennis, I mean, he wrote Preacher. So you can tell how depraved the boys is going to be just if you've seen or read any of the Preacher. Mm. It's bad.
Yeah, so another topic we can get on, just kind of like branching off this, is Watchmen, the HBO show. I haven't had a chance to talk about that yet.
Is it out yet?
No, it's not yet, but they came out with a second trailer.
I'm on the fence on that one. I love the original Watchmen. The Before the Watchmen stuff they put out, I'm okay with. I'm not sure if I'm going to like this series.
So I'm willing to give it a chance. A lot of people probably are, just by name recognition.
Don Johnson?
Yeah. just because it's called Watchmen, people really enjoy that universe. Jeremy Irons is going to be Ozymandias.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Jeremy.
Yep, so that's going to be really fun, I think. And I don't know. We'll see how that one goes, just mainly because I want more from this universe. I'm very excited about this universe. Ever since Doomsday Clock kind of came in, slightly disappointed me a little bit because it's still not finished.
They keep pushing it and pushing.
Yeah. Like you told me previously that they're going to have... They plan 12 issues, but it's more likely looking like 13 or 14.
With like 3 or 4 months between each one, about.
Yeah, and it's, I've always said that things are happening, nothing's going on.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, so people need, like, after reading that, they want their Watchmen sequel-esque fix, and I think this Watchmen series on HBO is going to fix that for them. I'm excited to meet new characters in each universe. I thought it was really cool that these superheroes aren't superheroes. They're basically just all a bunch of Batman. Right?
Or Rorschachs.
Or Rorschachs.
Universe.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to read any of the Doomsday Clock?
I read like the first 3 or 4 and I got tired of waiting on them after that. So I'm just going to wait for it all to come out and big paperback.
For me, it's an abusive relationship. They've done me wrong every few months.
But I keep coming back.
They keep coming back. I'm like, hey, baby. I don't, like I said, a lot of things are happening, nothing's going on, and they kind of keep trying to hit the same beats the original comic did with, okay, in issue 4 we saw Rorschach's, you know, his origin, and now in this issue 4 we're going to see the new Rorschach's thing, and then this past, I think it was issue 10 that this came out, like, oh, around this time is when we showed Dr. Manhattan's origin, and then they showed it again, but with how he created the new 52, which is the worst thing he's ever done.
Yeah. What was good in the New 52 besides Aquaman?
Aquaman was awesome.
Batman.
I liked a lot of Green Lantern stuff.
Batman, Aquaman, the Red Lanterns.
Red Lanterns was phenomenal.
Yeah. Other than that, man.
I liked the first Lantern. That kind of...
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I didn't appreciate how they made the Guardians of the Universe psychopaths.
Well, yeah, they kind of are, but
kinda, yeah, but you know. But,
yeah, then It's the New 52, we're better now with Rebirth, I think.
Yeah. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG?